in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. Today I have in studio with me Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
And also the Helping Kids Succeed Manager for United Way of Hastings, Jane Newmiller-Bustad.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
You ever once in a while just doing something and your brain just shuts off?
Yes.
It's just, I'm done. I'm all done.
I know how that goes.
Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the program that United Way of Hastings recently began called Helping Kids Succeed. And we had Jane in the studio a few months ago, and we talked about how this all got started, and we talked about the network of support that kids need.
Yes.
Today, I would like to talk a little bit about how the Helping Kids Succeed program is actually expanding to help more kids develop those webs of support. It was reported in the news recently that you are now working actually in the high school with students. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's an exciting expansion of what United Way has been doing. Our Helping Kids Succeed initiative has been around for 6 years now, and we have trained this year's ninth and eighth graders so far, and we plan to train the seventh, sixth, and fifth graders in the principles of helping kids succeed. For some of our kids, it'll be the third year that they're receiving this overview, this information, and we've changed it up. We've added some new exercises and activities, and I'm very impressed with how much the kids have retained, even though a year has gone by. The idea of having five anchors for each individual child is powerful. It's very powerful for them. We know from the data that kids who have five or more adult anchors do better on every measure of success. They do better in school. They take less risks. They bully less. They take less drugs and alcohol. Five is really the magic number for our students. And those who don't have five, that's really one of the goals for schools and community members, is to help those kids have those five anchors. And so what we've done now is to partner with an organization called Communities in Schools, which has a wraparound model of working with young people. I'll let Mary tell about it here in a sec. And we're bringing that in starting in the high school. And there'll be an intense focus on some of the students that are in the school. And the person that will be coming in will be another anchor for many of them. That's exciting. That's a very new thing. It's a new type of collaboration between a United Way and this organization. And we're excited to see it get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
And as I was reading through information, I remember seeing the acronym CTIS. Is that service that we're talking about?
Communities and Schools, CIS, Twin Cities.
That's right.
Part of a national organization, and there is a local branch now here in Minnesota in the Twin Cities, and we're partnering with them.
Yes.
How often does a representative from that organization get to be in the school or working directly with Hastings students?
Well, that representative is going to be hired.
Oh, okay.
Will be an employee of Community in Schools, but it will also, this person will also sit in a role that's similar to a faculty person or a social worker at the high school. So the high school principal, Mike Johnson, will be involved in the hiring process of the representative from Community in Schools, and that person will be in the schools daily.
Okay.
And so we are just thrilled to be able to have someone, as people say, boots on the ground.
Exactly.
there every single day. And the high school is the first building in the Hastings School District that we will be doing this. The hope is to expand it as we grow. And we know that the needs are out there.
Right.
We know there's needs in the middle school as well as the elementary schools. With the high school, we'll be able to learn quite a bit this semester, having someone there. Mm-hmm. And their role is to facilitate all the good work that's already going on by many of the social workers and school counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be looking to identify any gaps in any services. And then we like to talk about this community school model as a wraparound model where services then are either brought to the school or lined up a little bit better for the student and the student's family, per se.
What I'm seeing then is, or what I'm hearing, is that it's kind of set up, you're bringing this representative in to work with the high school students. Helping Kids Succeed has been around, you say, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is almost like a keystone or capstone element for these students that have already had exposure into Helping Kids Succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a finalizing step. All right, we've been working with you for 6 years. You've been learning your stuff in school, reading, writing, arithmetic. We've been teaching you how to get those five anchors of support. Now, as you get ready to go out into the real world, if you want to call it that, that's probably not a good way to say it, but you are going to go out into the real world. Want to capstone this, we want to keystone this with this representative to fine-tune the things you've already learned and make sure you know how to implement them once you get out into society and continue to develop those anchors that you will still need when you're an adult.
One of the big goals, priority goals for Helping Kids Succeed is helping build that web of support,
mm-hmm.
and also empowering
mm-hmm.
our youth,
yes.
to have anchors in their web of support and know really what those anchors are, who they are, who is a good anchor, who is someone that may be an adult in your life that may not be such a positive influence, or that can help you succeed and grow. So we will be continuing with our Helping Kids Succeed goals, and the community in schools, that will supplement what we've already been doing.
Right.
It'll be
right.
more intentional because we will have a social worker in a building
sure.
every day during the school year. And it's not only the Helping Kids Succeed services that we'll be supplementing and that we'll be working with, but all the other services that United Way and other nonprofits that we have funded provide with the school district. One that comes to mind is 360 Communities.
Right.
United
yes.
Way of Hastings funds 360 Communities to provide a family support worker through the Partners Through Success program. And that won't be going away. We continue to
mm-hmm.
work on that
sure.
and to continue to partner with that nonprofit, as well as other nonprofits in the community that we may not currently fund. It's not to replace anything that's
right.
already going on that's going well. It's to supplement those good services and be more intentional and also look at any gaps in services. So there's a big needs assessment component
oh, yeah.
that goes to it, goes with it, and we'll be learning as we go.
That's a good thing. That's always
yes.
a good thing.
And we're not the experts, but we do know, and we have a really good handle through Jane's work on the challenges that are facing our youth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
They have a tremendous amount of serious challenges that they face, whether it's mental illness, mental health type issues, depression, anxiety, previous traumas. Jane and I have had some training on adverse childhood experiences
mm-hmm.
and traumas,
ACEs. Mm-hmm.
traumas that have been faced. And we know this now in working with the educators and the support workers at the schools. And now we are the nonprofit here in Hastings
right.
that's stepping up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing what our community has asked us to do through surveys and analysis and needs assessment to really look to provide services for the youth so they can succeed. And not only for the youth, but for their families.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big
sure.
component of what's going on at home.
I think another huge element of that when you talk about children today, young people today facing challenges, is the, I'm going to call it a disconnect between their social culture and the social culture of people of our age.
Oh, absolutely.
We didn't have social media growing up. We didn't right. have to deal with cyberbullying. We didn't have to mm-hmm. deal. Everything was face-to-face, and there was generally, maybe not right over us, but there was generally some kind of adult supervision. Mom mm-hmm. would call on us out into the street, hey, you guys knock that off.
Right, you know? Right.
They don't have that anymore. Everything is
yep.
really compartmentalized
yes.
as far as how young people interact. And I will admit that someone of my generation really doesn't know how to translate my activity or my activity, but the way I interact with people into that kind of platform.
Yeah, Mike, you raised such an interesting issue. And certainly working with kids over the last few years, I absolutely understand what you're saying. The kids are, it is its own culture, the social
yes.
media culture. They can be friends with kids in Sweden or Ireland or South Africa. They're, you know, could be following a music group, for example, that or mm-hmm. a video gaming platform. And that is a reality. And when we tell kids to put the phones down as adults, they get very frustrated. Of course, you go to out to any restaurant and you see adults with the phones.
Oh, yeah.
Drives
I'm
me
guilty.
Nuts. Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Drives me nuts. And we all do it. But on the other hand, we as human beings have not fundamentally changed. And
true.
So for any young person, for any adult in this community, there are volunteer opportunities to work with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And the face-to-face, I'm just trying to think what's the best way to phrase this, that face-to-face relationship, whether it's woodworking, fishing, cooking, knitting, you know, there's so many things that we can still do that are very hands-on, very interactive, and to create opportunities. Mary and I have talked about this, and we're looking at ways of possibly doing this to create more opportunities for adults and young people to be in, you know, healthy, positive, trusting relationships. There's more that we could do as adults. There are more ways that we could interact with young people, that the phone becomes part of the relationship. It's not the relationship, if that makes sense.
I think you're trying to stem a ever-increasing tide of something going the other way. That the face-to-face is absolutely vital.
Absolutely critical.
Absolutely vital.
And the five anchors, the technology can support that. So your aunt who lives in yeah. California, and I've used this example
oh,
in class,
sure.
you can use your phone and texting and, you know, voicemail or voice communication. You can use that to enhance that relationship. But the relationship with the aunt in California is the important piece.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is just the tool
sure.
to facilitate that communication.
But there still is a physiological, psychological, some mm-hmm. kind of need
yes.
to be face-to-face.
Absolutely.
I need to see you at
Absolutely.
Some point and say, hey, how are you?
And some teachers do this just so brilliantly. And that is one of the reasons when teachers get popular, it's because they know their students. It's because they mm-hmm. are connected to them
yes.
on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And they care. They're concerned. They talk. They ask questions. Obviously, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. Many kids are in our community are very blessed to have strong, healthy, positive family relationships. And that's great. But we also know that there are many kids, and we don't ever really use the term at risk because this does not correlate with economic circumstances.
Sure.
We also know there are many kids in our community who are hungry, hungry, hungry. Mm-hmm. If I've used the example in the middle school, if I could find 10 adult men who wanted to commit to being at the school once a week to do woodworking or tie flies or teach cooking. If I could find 10 men that would commit to a year, it would be like
you'd
to be in the woodworking room.
You'd turn
the school district
on its head.
You would, and you would create extremely powerful, positive relationships.
Oh, yes.
These young people, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, I'm thinking of several kids in particular in the classes that I taught this fall who are just desperate Hungry for that positive adult
when
relationship.
When Jane says hungry, kids are hungry for that. She really means it.
I do.
I don't doubt that.
Craving it. Like they crave that relationship, that approval, that validation. When your parent or anchor says, I'm proud of you, and looks you in the eye, I mean, that's even more powerful than I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of who you are. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm proud of what the decisions that you've made. Nothing replaces that.
A healthy community is made up of community members that are healthy, as well as the kids in our community. So it really affects everyone in our community. I've said this many times. Helping kids succeed sounds like a youth initiative, but it's really helping Hastings succeed.
It's a community one.
Everyone.
We all need five anchors.
Right.
All right. So we've got about 30 seconds left. Let's use that time to maybe start getting the ball rolling. Jane, if there are people that are willing to step into that role, how did they get a hold of you?
It would be great. Call us at the office. Ask to talk to me, to Jane. You know, our number is 651-438-3337.
Okay.
Be happy to have a conversation. Sit down and have a cup of coffee. We could meet at the local coffee shop and talk about what their goal would be. We, of course, would do volunteer screening, and the school would as well. We want to make sure our kids are safe at all times and in all settings.
Okay.
But that's one of the reasons that we're teaching them about having five anchors, because as I tell kids, the creepy people prey on the kids that don't have strong webs.
Is there any information online that they can pre-read?
Yes, you can go to our website, UnitedWayOfHastings.org.
Okay.
And on the left side, there's a list of menu items, and Helping Kids Succeed is one of the menu items. And they can click on that and learn a little bit about the history and then the goals of what we're trying to do.
All right. I would like to thank you, Mary Mellick, Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, and Jane Neumiller-Bustad of Helping Kids Succeed, also with United Way, for coming in today. We have some good information. We have, I don't want to say a plan in place, but we have goals that we're looking for. Hastings, they need your help. Give them a call. Visit them online. Go down to the office. This is Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it.